This is a follow-up visit for DeAndre Skife, Data Services 7-1. 7-1-2024. Date of birth is 5-16-82. Date of accident is 6-4-2024. The patient DeAndre Skife is here for follow-up evaluation. He alleges an accident on 6-4-2024 where he was a front seat passenger and the car was rear-ended as a cause of major symptoms. He continues to have severe headaches that are located in the front and the back of the heads, and 40% improvement is reported. However, he has a constant dizziness along with loss of balance, lack of focus, loss of memory, denies any vision disturbance, double vision, taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem, ear ringing, or any blackout, seizures, or fainting anymore. He has mild anxiety. He has some difficulty in walking, but is rapidly improving. His pain in the right hip and the right leg, right knee is improved 40-50%, and it is around 7 at this time. Pain in the left shoulder is 7, headaches are 8. He has some shooting pain in the right front thigh, and and some pain in the right buttock. He has no pain in the knee, no pain in the left hip or left knee. And pain in the neck is there, but no pain in the right shoulder. Overall, pain is varying from 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. 40% to 50% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs and for system review for additional history, for pain medications, and for substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 119/86, pulse 54, pulse oxygen. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 6/25/2024, dictation number 0703-017. The plan consists of continuing pain medication, Norco, at a reduced level, 5 milligrams, T25 once a day for 10 days. The patient is ordered a MRI for brain and neuroquant. He was ordered a quad cane rollator walker and also x-ray of the right hip and right shoulder, which he has not done. His labs and maps have been reviewed and are found to be in compliance. An MRI of left shoulder and lumbar spine will be contemplated and ordered on the next visit when he arrives. So he has a appointment for MRI today. So once we see him next time, we'll have the information to move further for his treatment plan. So far the patient is stable. He is able to walk reasonably well, and the left hip spasm, left pelvic spasm is much better. Thank you. He has been advised to continue heat treatment, wet heat, shower heat, infrared heat, laser heat. Even acupunctures are advised to the patient. Patient is expected to do exercises at home for those days he is not visiting physical therapy, including yoga for posture. Thank you.